Good evening, everyone. I want to say, first off, how was everybody's day? I hope everybody had a plentiful, full, encouraging, outstanding day. But before I go to sleep, it was put on my heart to say how to forgive others. Have you forgave others that hurt you, have mishandled you, have rubbed you the wrong way, or even did other stuff to you that you don't even talk about, you hide away and you stuff in your closet? I can speak on my behalf. I myself have been scorned, childhood taken away from me at an early age. At the age of 3 years old, my own mom, she didn't care about me, you know? She disbarred me by giving me away to her boyfriend at the time. Not my biological dad, but the guy she was dealing with. She allowed him to molest me and rape me multiple times at the age of 3. But that's a testimony for me. I was placed in foster care for years. Didn't know from A to B, nor C or D. But my grandmother got custody of me at age of 3 through the court system. And you know, my life really didn't get off track for a while. I was very off track. Pretty much couldn't really focus, lost all imagination. Even they had me taking remedial courses in school. Like, oh my God, who goes through that? But that's a story. But I'm a story in the way I'm in the making. I'm still here. Very good. Graduated top of my class. Second in rank. But I can't deny God has been good to me. But here's my situation I want to tell you all tonight if I go to sleep. Learn how to forgive others. Even if they hurt you, did any harm to you, or even sexually abused you, it's okay not to talk about it. You don't have to talk to people because people like water. They can't hold water. Go talk to God about your situation. Don't be afraid. He wants a relationship with everybody. That's something he asks for. He needs his personal time, his one-on-one, his intimacy with you. Talk to him. You don't have to get on the phone and tell your best friend or your cousin or your best auntie or your best uncle about what happened in which he listens, and it won't go nowhere from his sight. Learn to forgive. When you forgive, forgiveness is not for us. Nor it's not for you. It's about clearing your soul, cleansing. Cleanse that soul. Once you forgive others, your life will flow like a river. It'll flow. Blessings will come. You will unlock doors that you had locked that you never thought you can do. But that's how we grow. By forgiving others. Even if you've been wrong, learn to forgive each other. Forgive your family for hurting you. Forgive your brother for hurting you. Forgive that man that broke your heart. Forgive that best friend that talked about you and smiled in your face and used you. Forget about that girl or dude that cheated on you. Forgive them. Don't hold on to it. Let it ride. And you ride in the passenger side. You don't have to necessarily drive. Forgive them. Smile. I forgive you. But always remember that it happened. Never forget. Always forgive. We don't want to take unforgiveness to our grave. That's a bad thing to do because we won't live to see the Lord. But FYI, hey, let's get it together. Forgive those that hurt us. Because in the end, we all we got. And it goes back to my last session. Self-love. Forgive. Self-love. Put those two together. You'll be a millionaire. Bundles. Bundles, bundles of joy, bundles of life. You will see expectations you never thought you can do. It's about loving yourself and forgiving others that did wrong by you. If I'm about to say goodnight, y'all, it's your boy King. Be blessed and good night.